Blog Talk Radio.
B's about to drop. B's about to drop. B's about to drop. B's about to drop. Hey, B's about to drop. B's about to drop. B's about to drop.
B's about to drop.
That's our phone now.
Racks, racks,
racks, we blow them. We don't know them. We might just go fuck they hoe them in the strip club.
Bam, bam.
We gon' throw them. Keep them big poles. We gon' blow them.
Yeah,
I might just lick up your hoe.
Talk your hoe.
All my niggas train to go.
Let's go. Let's go.
This ain't what you looking for.
Nah, nah.
This ain't what you looking for. I just BVS the chain.
Chain.
Might run your bitch with the gang.
Gang, gang, gang.
Just might take a rapper chain.
Rapper chain.
We been serving Eddie Kane.
Woo.
Been like 20 in the booty club.
Rolling. Tweaking.
Please don't make me shoot it up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Miss me with that foo-foo shit. Two new sticks.
Six.
You gon' make me shoot you, bitch.
Bitch.
Ratchet on me.
Ratchet.
Tell that bitch to back it on me.
Yeah.
Ratchet on me.
Ratchet.
Bitch, you know I pack it on me.
Yeah.
Off the Zaza.
Zaza.
I don't dance, don't do no cha-cha.
Cha-cha.
Work on my block.
My block.
Grab a Philly steak from Baba.
Baba.
That's on phone now.
Racks, racks.
Racks, we blow them. We don't know them. We might just go fuck they hoe them. In the strip club.
Bam, bam.
We gon' throw them. Keep them big poles.
Mop, mop.
We gon' blow them. That's on phone now.
Racks, racks.
Racks, we blow them. We don't know them. We might just go fuck they hoe them. In the strip club.
Bam, bam.
We gon' throw them. Keep them big poles.
Mop, mop.
We gon' blow them.
Yeah.
Who that said they talking about phone them? We gon'
show them.
Up that blick, little bitch, we blow them. That's on bro them. Matter of fact, gon' call up Mo them. Where his show at? Bet that bitch won't do no show there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Meet me at the telly, bitch.
Bitch.
Stingy with the pussy. Miss me with that petty shit.
Bitch.
Megan good.
Megan
boy, you
good.
Could give me Megan style.
Yeah.
That ass is bouncing. I swear I won't tell nobody. We so goons.
Goons.
We gon' show up with the brooms.
Broom.
Don't do no chores. But fuck it, we gon' sweep the broom. Off the Zaza.
Zaza.
I don't dance, don't do no cha-cha.
Cha-cha.
Work on my block.
My block.
Grab a Philly steak from Baba.
Baba.
That's on phone now.
Racks, racks.
Racks, we blow them. We don't know them. We might just go fuck they hoe them. In the strip club.
Bam, bam.
We gon' throw them. Keep them big poles.
Mop, mop.
We gon' blow them. That's on phone now.
Racks, racks.
Racks, we blow them. We don't know them. We might just go fuck they hoe them. In the strip club.
Bam, bam.
We gon' throw them. Keep them big poles.
Mop, mop.
We gon' blow them.
B's about to drop. B's about to drop. B's about to drop. B's about to drop.
Hey,
B's about to drop. B's about to drop. B's about to drop.
B's about to drop.
Hey, I know this is your boy, Mr. AK, OG Radio, OG TV. Yeah, we had some technical difficulties yesterday. But we back today, this Saturday, 1 p.m., man. We back in the building. We doing what we supposed to do. I have a great show lined up for y'all. I got new music coming through. I got the top 10 countdown. It's a little change on the top 10 countdown. It may or may not be a new number one. Little like it is a new number one. Also, man, I got new joints coming up. I got one from my boy Red. It's called Hustle Spirit. I got another new joint coming in from Bria Charisse called On to the Next. And I got one from Ken called Hayden. Y'all keep it locked for those, man, later on, man. We finna get right into the top 10 countdown. Y'all already know how we do. Man, I got a lot to talk about, man. I got a lot to talk about, too, man. Topics of the day, we talking about Bronny. Entering the name of the draft. I'm going to get into that whole perspective for y'all for that. We talked about the women's basketball that happened yesterday with South Carolina and Iowa playing for the national championship, I think, on Sunday or Monday. We got the men's Final Four popping up today with NC State, UConn, Purdue. So, yeah. No, I'm going to get that right. Hold on. I'm going to get that right all the way right. You know, I don't do no halfway news. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I got a lot to talk about, man. Like I said, it's just a lot going on. NBA is winding down and whatnot, man. So, in Alabama. All right, I'm so sorry about that. In Alabama. So, the Final Four is, for the men, it's Alabama and UConn play at 7:49 p.m. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, Purdue and NC State play at 5:09 p.m. So I will be watching one of those games either on the TV or on my phone because y'all know how I move. Definitely got news to talk about this J. Cole and this Kendrick Lamar situation. J. Cole dropped a new album, a surprise album. I might delete later. We're going to get into that too. But first of all, I told y'all we're going to run through this countdown at the 10 spot. We got Sinatra's Beats and Easier Hair with Cheat Code. Live right here, OG Radio, man. Let's get it.
Where you at, Michael?
Take a nigga shit like Debo, big three. This shit can't be legal. Hit him with the cheat code, nigga, this a big three. Nigga, this a G-code, cheat code. Got me in beast mode, nigga, this a big three. Take a nigga shit like a repo, nigga, this a cheat code. Nigga, we the big three. Bitch, this the big three. Catch a lick, hit it like the pick three. We the wrong click for you to pick wick. Take your food, make it out of picnic. Take your bitch to the house, pick six. Talk slick, patch your ass, slick Rick. Big six, smoke clips and Netflix. Pop up in the sky, surprise catfish. Hit us with the six, that's a hat trick. Blow a nigga candles out, death wish. Set trip, we slide wet whips. That's a cop who run your fat lips. That boy pussy, check him, Pat Smith. Bitch screaming in the back like I live. Pistol make a nigga drop like I live. Who coming out the foe, like 5-6. Thick and sweet, get your whole pie split. We on billboards, got the sky lit. We on play, bitch, we on playlist. Ain't gotta rap our own A-list. Ace, AK, somewhere the apes is. You was in the crib with safe is. We begin your crib with a safe is. Big three, mobile, the safe deal. I'm about to hit him with the cheat code. Take a nigga shit like Debo, big three. This shit can't be legal. Hit him with the cheat code, nigga, this a big three. Yeah. Nigga, this a G-code, cheat code. Got me in beast mode, nigga, this a big three. Check a nigga shit like a repo, nigga, this a cheat code, nigga, we the big three.
Take they shit, this a repo. We about to reinvent the G-code. Up, down, left, right, hole. Eight start, that's a cheat code. VVS free hole, y'all my meat hole. Shit's great, we been touring.
Okay.
But if we really start warring,
okay.
Pull up, big chopper showing.
What?
Ain't talking Michael B. Jordan.
Ow.
Send 100 shots where your man's at. Why would niggas want a chance that?
What?
$1 million, yeah, we planned that. We the biggest three since the chance hat. Breaking news, this just in.
What?
The playing fields ain't equal.
Fact.
Justin Fields, I'm number one. No, I'm one of one, there'll never be a sequel.
Yeah.
Billboards, we ain't hit a plate. It get greater later and we hit a state.
Right.
Out of us three, I guarantee your girl got at least one on a resume. Yikes. We leading kings like Gentry. Niggas is pussy. Get them some fancy. Sweet seller Simpsy. Please do not tempt me. Big three bars.
I'm about to hit him with the cheat code. Take a nigga shit like Debo. Big three. This shit can't be legal. Hit him with the cheat code. Nigga, this a big three. Nigga, this a G-code. Cheat code. Got me in beast mode. Nigga, this a big three. Take a nigga shit like a repo,
yeah.
Nigga, this a cheat code, nigga, we the big three.
Sly God, chop so big, need a tripod.
Yeah.
Swell a nigga lips, no mice on.
Yeah.
Sold a million pounds, I'm a Nikon. Yeah. Bob Barker, don't get the price wrong. In the hood, walk around with your life on. Lights out, bitch, I just put the ice on. Play it smart, cause I did put the pipe on. Big easy, the pounds is fresh, you cap and can't even come around and set. Feel like I jumped in a lake, how I drown my neck. We up 100, you working off a pound at best. Take a nigga shit, that's Debo. I'ma shoot shots over lines, that's free throw. Keep shit a book like C-Notes. 05, I was trapping out of Regal. Bad bitch, half black Filipino. I was in a trap getting paper, bitch, Kinko's. Big three ball hard, bitch, chemo. Dance knocking while I'm flushing all the diesel. Yeah, feeling real grizzly. You a little boy, probably never seen 10 G's. Up hole, leave him fried like a 6-piece. You can catch four from the floor, bitch, win.
Big three.
Post the phone, the couch, at the house, Netflix watching us, mingle like a spouse,
hey, watch your mouth.
God is watching us, cool drinks and take out, blurt it out, got you thinking us, hands start to reach out, make you shout, boy you silly cuss. Southside my G, OGs raise me, and the lovely ladies praise me, now it's your turn to trust me. Close your eyes, don't you peep. Voice so soft, mesmerizing me. Touch so soft, girl, can't you speak? Ready for this grown game of hide and seek.
It's alright, it's alright, it's alright. You're okay, you're okay.
Your mind. Productions. Wow.
I'm on the
at them yams, yeah, that thing banging. And looking like a caddy the way that they swinging. Now hold on my, yeah, let me get behind it. I see you got it, I see it from behind, yeah. Yeah, that thing moving left cheek, right cheek. Keep moving, woman, I'ma hit you with that show me. You ain't playing no games, you do that shit with ease. And looking back, bending it over, hands on your knees. Got my mind wondering what you can really do. And all that talking you doing, I hope you speak the truth. And all that talking you doing, you bout to act a fool. And all that talking you doing, your point has been proved. It ain't my fault. It ain't my fault. It ain't my fault. Cutting up, popping on the handstand. That thing moving, see the print, talking through the pants. Saying wobbity wobbity, drop it to the flow. And ain't planning on stopping, I'ma need some more. Prep, pit, check, gone, put the work in. You in your zone, getting hype, they yelling, go friend. Now go and give yourself an applause. Sign me up for OnlyFans, I know it go hard. Fuck your ex, they can keep that nigga. Call him up, tell him you working with something bigger. Now make it clap 3 times in slow motion. Ain't nobody fucking with you, cause I'm on my dick fine. Ooh, it ain't my fault. It ain't my fault. It ain't my fault. You cutting up left cheek, right cheek. I rotate and put your hands on your knees. I make that thing bang. I make that thing bang. I make that thing bang. I see you cutting up left cheek, right cheek. I rotate and put your hands on your knees. I make that thing bang. I make that thing bang. I make that thing bang.
Yeah, I know that it's your boy, Mr. AK, OG Radio, OG TV. We in the building, man. We in this side, just top 10 countdown, and we hanging out, man, on this Saturday. It's decent weather in Chicago. I'm not going to say it's great weather. It's Chicago weather. That's all I'm going to say about that. Man, look, so I wanted to get into the sports, man. I know with all this stuff going on, matter of fact, it was some great games. I can honestly say that. It was some great games, you know. Well, the Iowa and Connecticut game from the women's side was a good game. The South Carolina NC State game, shout out to NC State, because NC State had their women's and men's in the Final Four, so shout out to NC State having a great season. But in all, South Carolina has just been flowing through this season. They undefeated. But the press has only been talking about Caitlin Clark, which, okay, I get it. She broke all these records and all that stuff. But she did amazing. I mean, Caitlin Clark is amazing. She did her thing. You know, she's still going. She's trying to get this title because you know how it is. You talk about you in the GOAT conversation. You can't be in the GOAT conversation unless you have a ring. So if you don't have a ring, you kind of outside looking in. You know what I'm saying? How they talk about all the guys in the NBA who don't have rings. They GOATs, but they outside. It's a separate room in the Hall of Fame. It's a room in the Hall of Fame for everybody. Then it's a separate room in there for the GOATs. It's a separate room in there for the champions. So, I mean, going down in women's basketball history, Caitlin Clark is up there for breaking, you know, these records and whatnot like that, you know, longevity record. So, I mean, it is what it is. And, South Carolina has literally been undefeated for I don't know how long this whole year. And I think they only lost like 6 games in 4 years or something like that. So, shout out to Don Staley for coaching this team up and bringing them back to the Final Four. Because, remember, they lost the championship game. They lost the semifinal game to go to the national championship game to, I think, Iowa? Or I think they lost to LSU, if I'm not mistaken. But for them to do go through all that and get back to this position and have a chance to win a national championship, I like that. And to be honest, it's been a lot of great hoopers, female hoopers that's been hooping, so I do want to show love to all the women who has been hooping in college basketball. Shout out to the Caitlin Clark. Shout out to Paige Becker. Shout out to Fly J Johnson. Shout out to Angel Reese. Shout out to Juju Watkins, a.k.a. Monica from Love and Basketball, a.k.a. I can get a bucket when I want to, a.k.a. I got that work. Juju Watkins is the must-see TV for me. I mean, Caitlin Clark, cool. I love what Caitlin been doing. But Juju Watkins, for me, she reminds me of, man, can I say it? She reminds me of a taller Maya Moore. And Maya Moore get buckets. Shout out to Maya Moore, a legend, WNBA, legend NBA, legend in women's basketball. I feel like Juju gonna get her one of them. She gonna come close to Caitlin Clark's records, the scoring, because she already broke the freshman records for scoring. So I feel like Juju is gonna get close to that record, very close to that record. But just to see how she was hooping, like she was hooping. And guys know what I mean when I said she was hooping. For a freshman to come in there and do what she did, shout out to her. Shout out to all the women. Women's basketball has been evolving. Shout out to all the WNBA women who came back, supported their schools. I love seeing that. I love seeing the women get their love, get their support, get their flowers, whatever y'all want to call it. But shout out to the women, because I have to say, the women's basketball March Madness has been, if we wanted to judge, it's a little bit more exciting than the men's. And I'm not taking nothing away from the men's. Y'all do what y'all do. You know, we rock it with y'all, and we love March. March Madness is amazing. March is going into April. But I've been a fan of Juju since she been at Sierra Canyon. Not because Bryony was there, but she won national championship. She won the state championship at Sierra Canyon. I think she's like top three in her school in scoring, but the way I watch Juju Watkins is the way I watched what is her name? Zaya Cook plays with the LA Sparks. And I know people are like, damn bro, you really know these? I'm telling y'all right now. I was working with a company called Baller TV, and they do live streams of all the AAU basketball and all those stuff. And it just so happened that one of these events I was working, Zaya was playing. I don't know what year she was in. I think she was probably like a senior high school, whatever it was. But it was a couple years ago. But I've seen every scout that I could imagine seeing for a basketball situation at this event. It was like a big Adidas or a Nike event or something like that, but I know it was the AAU tournament. It was all the top recruits, all that stuff. And all I kept hearing was, yo, what time do such and such team play? I got to see Zaya Cook play. And I'm like, who is Zaya Cook? And the guy looked at me in my face like, what you mean you don't know who Zaya Cook is? I said, bro, I don't know who she is. I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I'm just saying, like, you know, I coach football. And I be locked in on what I be locked in on. And I saw her play going into her freshman year to South Carolina. And from that point on, when I saw her at the AAU, I followed South Carolina. Not to say I didn't follow them beforehand, but she made me lock in. Like, let me see who she hoop like. And you know how, you know what I'm saying, some they say, oh, yeah, she just hoop. Some people, they be like, oh, yeah, she good for a girl. They say that sometimes. No, I was looking at Zaya Cook like she just a hooper. When somebody just calls you a hooper, it don't matter what man or female, you a hooper. When they talk about Cynthia Cooper, they talk about Cheryl Swoops, they talk about Dawn Staley, they talk about shout out to Chicago's own Candace Parker and Cappy Pondexter. They hoopers. They hoopers. That's what they are. They are hoopers. They do what they do on the court. They get it in. So shout out to all of them. I had to drop that story because I seen her play in person and she did damage. But, like I said, shout out to the women's the men's play tonight. I think NC State and I want to get this right. I told you I'm going to get these games right before I go any further. I know NC State is the underdog, and they are playing Purdue, and Alabama is playing UConn. Now, UConn could go back-to-back, and they women's, you know, all that good stuff. So I'm more intrigued of seeing this NC State-Purdue game. I just want to see how NC State does. Are they going to try to run Edie? Are they going to try to go at him, whatever they do? Alabama is playing with house money. The pressure on UConn to go back-to-back. Alabama playing with house money. So I feel like both of these games are going to be close going in the second half. But I feel like Connecticut may take it because of experience, coaching, and they've been there before. I feel like with the NC State situation, I think it's going to be close. But I feel like Purdue is on a mission. They understand what happened last year, and I think it's going to be UConn and Purdue in the finals. I could be wrong. That's just my prediction. 2-1 seeds get in. And then, you know, we can see what happens after that. But I'm going to get into this Bronny James situation in a minute. We're going to get into this number 4 joint, which is Traxta featuring Tifa. It's called Downtown Live right here, OG.
Yeah. I'm not coughing in this bitch, but my vocabulary sick. So either this rap shit got to have me very rich, or we gon' run up in your spot like it's January 6th. A mic in the crowd, that only bring the beast out of. All these hoes be wanting beef, I'm the meat counter. Yes, sir, T for the butcher. Try to play me for a joke, bitch, and see where it put ya. Listen, I'm on my job and you a mark, so I need to dish ya. Game in the psalm of my hand, bitch, I'm reading scripture. I got it jumping off the Cash App. And this gelato got me higher than the gas tax. Project late, bro, but man, I'm on time. All these MacBook gangsters be blabbing online. I'm the cream of the cream, bro, I'm standing on mine. With a smile on my face, call it Amazon Prime. Listen, I'm spitting in my prime. The Reaper, one of the sickest of all time. Crowd outside in a single foul line. Like camera action, it's bring it down time. Listen, I'm spitting in my prime. The Reaper, one of the sickest of all time. Crowd outside in a single foul line. Like camera action, it's bring it down time. I'm hotter than riding with a Beretta and the key. There's been a lot of use, but there's never been a me. See, I got a poker face, I never let them see. The chromosomes X, Y, the generation Z. It's flex pressure with mega cheddar and never better. It's too easy, my name, I call it extra effort. I unite the party people like I'm mega devas. And we like Russell and Rick, this is a deaf endeavor. Me on the beat, back and forth, the US Open. The Zaza's outrageous, I do be smoking. They call it 7-Eleven, the way I do be open. We like Marines, it's mini car, but few are chosen. Listen, I'm spitting in my prime. The Reaper, one of the sickest of all time. Crowd outside in a single foul line. Like camera action, it's bring it down time. Listen, I'm spitting in my prime. The Reaper, one of the sickest of all time. Crowd outside in a single foul line. Like camera action, it's bring it down time.
Fly as hell, I'm in the clouds, honey.
Up in the clouds.
You can never break. What y'all doing? Out of my way. You wanna play? I'm gonna skate right out the gate. Buddy might get this leg. Sheesh. I find somebody that could keep the pace. Okay. Tell me what you want from me. Let me know now. Tell me what you need from me. Yeah. You gotta be sure now. Supposed to be myself, but I'm in my yeah, yeah. But you be moving like the opposition. Tell me what you want from me.
Her name was Shauna, her name was Tanya. It was Tawana, it was Milana. Her name was Carla, her name was Barbara. So many girls wanna be my baby, they was sweating me like it's a sauna. Niggas are following me like Miss Parker. Calling me daddy, but I ain't the father. Show me what you really want. I ain't the type to just put up a front. Catch me pulling up, cleaning the floor and the engine, the back and the trunk of the front. Once a nigga lick his lips, she moving her butt. Once a nigga hit the light, she knows it's up. Move that shit. Baby, I like how you do that shit. I got a fetish for bringing the freak out of women. She like how I prove that shit.
As long as I got all the hoes, I'ma keep it playing for life.
Tell me what you want from me. Let me know now. Tell me what you need from me, yeah. You gotta be sure now. Supposed to be my down bottom and my yeah, yeah. The opposition. Tell me what you want from me, yeah. Let me know now.
Heart is thinking back, I remember it well. My family was my foundation, always there to hold me down when I fail. But I fell in love with the music, and from then on I started building friendships that'll never end, going places that I've never been. The biggest room is for my children. Oh, fully furnished with inner peace, solid walls of integrity, with the ceiling of spirituality. When the bad times come, feeling all alone, I know that I can always
find my way back home.
When life makes me leave and it takes me too far, I can always
find my way back home.
Sometimes I can't see, but I know where you are. I can always
find my way back home.
Like him, soul and ground, I can always
find my way back home.
I'll never let you go. Oh no no. Stuck between a rock and a hard place, couldn't move a single muscle at all. Oh no. Always feels like I'm running in and out of time, trying to wait for that call. Trying to do things my way, my way, my way. Most of the time it's a very big flop. Yes, it is. Stressed out, dying. When will this rush feeling come to a stop? Cause I'm steady pushing every night, every day. Trying my best to maintain with this weight. People losing their lives every day. Wanna keep it off my mind, but I can't. Need to understand my surroundings. Most of my relationship come through songs.
right side. When the bad time comes, feeling all alone, I can always find my way. Takes me too far, I can't always
find my way back home.
Sometimes I can't see, but I know where you are. I can always
find my way back home.
Like Hansel and Gretel, I can always
find my way back home.
But I never let you go, no, 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 no.
Take me home,
back to the place where nothing can harm me.
Take me home,
oh yeah. Back to the place where my mind is free,
no matter where I am.
I can always find my home inside of me.
DJ Sip, is that you?
What's up, fam? Okay, I'm good like Maggie. Look at my edge. Ooh, look at my haters. They my stepping. I'm swimming the profits, ooh. It ain't no stopping, nah, nah, look, look. Crib I bought, I be at, table I brought, I eat at, the bed I made, I sleep at, yes, believe that. The crib I bought, I be at, table I brought, I eat at, the bed I made, I sleep at, yes, believe that, believe that. Independent woman, I can't waste time. I can't stand no weak ass man who lacking like wanna come and demine. I like a king who after the shine, after accounts, after the vibes. And I got your side, your front and behind. Yeah, been hip to the game, no cheat code. I'm a beauty, but I'm still in beast mode. I ain't saying that you gotta wear a seatbelt, I'm just saying just stay in your seat though. I'm a sag, no limit, no keto. Niggas waiting to shoot a shot like free throw. Reminding me of Shaq with the heat though. Got a vibe that's sparking. Reload, cause the crib I bought, I be at. I'm only going with a piece that face green like ski mask. Pouring up sweet red when I relax. The waiting on my downfall like knee pads. Weak ass. X calling my phone wanna be back. That shit dead. Funeral, burial, repass. Nigga, I'm good like Maggie. Look at my ass. Look at my haters. They my stopping. Patting my pockets. I'm swimming the profits. It ain't no stopping. Nah, nah, look, look. Crib I bought, I be at. Table I brought, I eat at. The bed I made, I sleep at. Yes, believe that. The crib I bought, I be at. Table I brought, I eat at. The bed I made, I sleep at. Yes, believe that.
I be off in the stew where they rap at. Go. I tell a nigga slidey and no show. Got them all on the way by the boatload. Pro with the way, put the game in the chokehold. No doze, I be up when the money come. Money and sunny, I done came a long way. Now they want something from me. If I ever went away with a band, still love me. If it ever hit the fan, they gon' stand up for me. I got out on it. Still gon' dry like a store that. It's my time, I'm still in my prime. I'm still in your shine, you owe that. Can't put them on notice. Big thrill feeling like Podest. Campaign 2024, I got more in store. Y'all know what my vote is. Cause the crib I got. God, I trapped out. Made a few racks on the back end. Had to go and hit rich for the tap in. Double that stack, got lit, now we back in. Got a parallel park when I back in. Backs on the wall, I don't back down. Got a foot up on the gas and a foot up on the ass. So I know it gotta hurt when they sat down.
Cause the crib I bought, I be at. Table I brought, I eat at. The bed I made, I sleep at. Yes, believe that. The crib I bought, I be at. Table I brought, I eat at. The bed I made, I sleep at. Yes, believe that.
And that is the new number one joint, Toucan featuring my boy Sonny Trill, Believe That, back at number one. Number two was J-Mo featuring G-Mo Home. Number three was B. Morgan, What You Want. Number four was the legendary tractor featuring Tifa with Downtown. Number five was K-Vibe, That Thing. Number six was Ree Alyssa with Fallen. And that's the top 10 countdown, man, in a big way. Now, I'm going to keep it talking with college basketball, but I'm going to talk about Bryant. I've been seeing crazy, like, just, I don't know. I'll be trying to figure out social media sometimes, because I really only use it to promote what I do with my business. And occasionally a morning motivation thing I post every morning. I try to be consistent with those things. I love a funny meme. I love a funny video, all that real good stuff. But the thing that I don't ultimately feed into no more is people who don't hoop. Probably never hooped a day in their life, probably never made their third, fourth grade, little fry, small fry team, never made their junior high school team, never made their high school team, never played college ball, never did nothing past, just playing outside. That talk like they know sports. So I'm really particular with who I converse with, also who I comment, like comments that I leave on these certain people post. It's a guy on Instagram called DT. Dude is legit, like, he knows his sports, like, he played ball at Kansas. And a lot of people was in his comments talking about Bronny, like, oh, Bronny, you know, only reason this because of daddy on this, because of daddy this. So, number one, everybody's just only thinking Bronny is decent because of his daddy. They think the only reason he's worth a look is because of his dad. Now, of course, it's just like any child star that follows in their parents' footsteps, whether it's sports, entertainment, whatever the hell it is. But my take on it is, I read the whole thing. I saw the whole picture of it. Like, I analyzed it. I just broke it down to Bronny saying that I'm going to test the waters of the NBA, training. And if people read it completely, you know that he's not going to the NBA. Because he also said, I entered the draft, the transfer portal. So not only did he enter his name into, and there's been many of guys who have entered their name into the draft just to go through the training process, just to play against them guys and see where they stood at. Also, it's a thing to where they get looked at and evaluated by the NBA guys, and they will tell them exactly, like, hey, look, you need to work on this, you need to work on this. You did this. I didn't think you could do that, but you can do this. And it also gives these colleges a chance, because college recruits go there, because they know a lot of these kids are going back to school. And with the transfer portal, all of these scouts are going to go to the NBA draft combine and talk some of these kids out of going to the NBA, like, yo, you come back one more year, bro, you're going to start here, you good here. Like, you got to think about it. This is free agency now with the transfer portal. So my thing is, I'm thinking, like, if I'm Rich Paul, I'm not Rich Paul, but I'm just saying, like, this is a perfect opportunity for everybody to see Bronny play his game and not being put in a role, just hoop. It's like, all right, Bronny, go out there and hoop. So at USC, you got to understand, at USC, which was a good school for him to go to, all that stuff, I think if he doesn't have the cardiac arrest, his USC career is way, first season, freshman year is way better. But you got to look at it in this way. Boogie Ellis and Isaiah Collier were the 1-2 punch. Everybody else just had to fill in. It was so many games where I looked at it that Collier and Boogie took like 75 to 80% of the shots in games, to where everybody else was had no higher than 6 shots. Now, I could be wrong, but from what I'm looking at, from what I saw, and I analyzed it because I wanted to do it, because I was like, let me see something. Because, I mean, maybe I'm tripping. But I saw that, and I'm not hating on either one of them. I just understand the politics of those are your 1-2 punch guys. Just like if you look at Iowa, Caitlin Clark take majority of their shots. It's just she's a willing passer, so of course she's gonna have the 20, the 30, and 30 points, 12 assists games, because she's in control of the game completely. Put the ball in control. When you got two guys who are not like, they just think score. And that's not a bad thing. But when you got two guys who think the same way, score first, get everybody else involved second, you see USC's record. Because It's not their fault. It's just that's the style of basketball USC wanted to play. Let them ISO, pick and roll, and make a decision. Bronny is a point guard who doesn't need to score, doesn't need to be like, oh, I got to score to impact the game. He's like his daddy. I can make this assist. I can make this defensive stop. I can take this charge. I can get this steal. I can make the hockey assist. Like, think of players like that last in the NBA, number one. And number two, they're always going to be on the roster because coaches love them guys because they do the extra, like a Caruso type guy, do the extra stuff. But when you can do the extra stuff, but you got that dog to where it's like, oh, y'all gonna let me off the leash? It's a different monster. But you have to find where you can do that at. And I think for Bronny, he has to find the right situation where they allow Bronny to play basketball. Because Bronny don't want to he's not a guy that want to take 30-some-odd shots. But if you allow him to have the freedom of taking more shots, of course, anybody who takes more shots is going to look better or you're going to score more if you get the ball in your hand. So I feel like for this whole situation with Bronny, I think this is just a situation to where he can showcase that, one, he's completely healthy from the heart scare, the cardiac arrest scare, number one. Two, that him only averaging 4 points as a freshman, okay, cool. I don't think Jordan went crazy his freshman year. I think he averaged like 9 or 12 or something like that. There's a lot of guys, they freshman year didn't go crazy. Now, some people go into the right situation, like Kamala Anthony, but I think for this situation with Bronny, I think, my opinion, I think he is going to come back to college, but I think he's going to take this opportunity to show college coaches and NBA coaches like, yo, I'm healed up from what happened. It was a scare, you know, it takes 1 year to heal physically and it takes another year to heal mentally. If you've ever played a sport like sports and you have a scary injury, whether it's a torn ACL or whatever, but he had a life-threatening injury. So mentally, he's still like, can I push myself to where I used to because I had this scare with my heart? So I think this is the opportunity, and I'm going to say this. I think this is the opportunity for Bronny to show that, hey, I'm healthy, I'm good, and I'm mentally ready to show y'all my full potential. I'm mentally ready to show y'all that. But how do you get the attention? You go to the NBA Combine draft workouts. And just go crazy. And then you're like, oh, I'm coming back to school. Every school, like his, when he was a senior in high school, every school is going to be like, oh, I want him. But now you're going to get a coach that's going to say, you know what, Bronny? Come to me. I'm going to let you run the point. I'll let you hoop. I'm going to put the ball in your hands. I'm going to coach you, but I'm going to allow you to play basketball. I'm not going to say, hey, you got to fit to my system. I'm going to allow you to go out there and play basketball, make mistakes, learn from your mistakes. Learn your teammates. Learn where they want the ball at. Allow him to hoop, just like these other guys you see out here now that in the NBA now. When they was with certain colleges, like KD, when he was at Texas, I get the ball, go hoop. I'm gonna let you do what you want to do, and I'm gonna allow you to make mistakes. I'm gonna allow you to miss shots. I'm gonna have a long leash on you because you're a talent. I can't control that. I'm gonna let you be you. Like Kentucky, all them guys, they not trying to be in NCAA alone. They trying to get to the league. So they think is, I got it. And Calipari makes it to where, let me show you exactly what the NBA thinks that you can do perfect. So we can get you into the NBA. Now when you get to the NBA, go crazy. Look at Boogie. Look at AD. Like AD wasn't doing all that when he was at Kentucky. Boogie wasn't doing none of that neither. John Wall was still John Wall, but I'm just saying, like, I think this opportunity for Bronny is to showcase that he's mentally healthy, he's physically healthy, and that he has that potential to be a high draft pick in the NBA that can contribute to a team. Now, to see whether he's going to be like his daddy, that's up in the air for many, many years to come. But I think far as Bronny getting into the NBA, and having the He a point guard. Bronny's a point. He in a two. He can score, but I think Bronny naturally needs to be a point guard. Wherever he goes, let him play the point. He can slide over and play the two because he can shoot. That is his X factor, that he can slide over to the two spot, and he can, one, knock down the shot, because in the NBA, you got to knock down the shot. You can't knock down the shot, you ain't going to be on the floor unless you can play deep. You can lock up, but you're going to have to be able to shoot. Because PJ Tucker made a career of scoring three to five, six points a game, but locking up. On the stats, he don't show a lot, but he has some type of thing that he brings to a team, just like Pat Bev. But I feel like in the NBA, everybody got to find their niche. But I feel like as far as Bronny, I think, one, he can run the team. He can run the team. He can play the point. I mean, he's been getting trained by NBA guys since he was, 11? So he understands how the game is going today. Two, he can shoot. He can really shoot it. So when you get a guy that can shoot it, and you can be like, all right, I want you to slide to the two, because I got somebody else I want in, and you slide to the two, so you can start shooting. And now he lets the outside to be aggressive. So I feel like that's the goal. I think that's what's going to happen with Bronny. I think that he's going to go to the combine, show what he can do, show off for these NBA scouts, show off for these college scouts, and I think he's going to go back to college and find the college that is right for him and his game. I think that's the best situation. I just think the USC situation wasn't good for him. I'm just saying, like, that situation wasn't good for his game. I'm just because of the people that was ahead of him and stuff like that. So it's transfer portal. People, it is what it is. That's the new age of NBA, of the college world. Because in college football, they can do the same damn thing. They can go somewhere else the next year and be like, I'm out. So that's the deal on my topic with the Bronny situation. What I'm going to do now, we're going to get some new music. Like I said, I'm going to run these new music, run it by y'all, do what I need to do. But this new joint is from my boy, Red, formerly known as E. Jewel. Shout out to my boy, E. But he goes by Red now. His new joint is called Hustle Spirit. Live right here, OG Radio. Y'all already know what I say. It's not a word for me. It's a word for me on OG Radio. So y'all tune in. Keep it locked, man, right here. OG Radio, boy, Mr. AK. New joint, my boy Red. Hustler Spirit. Let's get it.
Realest nigga in it, I speak the truth, I don't ever lie. Only time I do is I'm giving the judge my alibi. Y'all niggas playing, I'm trying to be big as Nino. They say they want the old E back. I'm on my G-mode, yeah. Nigga, I'm with the G-code. Yeah. Y'all niggas don't stick to that. Going in the kitchen, I'm working. Yeah, I'm flipping that. Got a couple pounds with nigga, I need some bricks with that. Going out to Cali to get them. Then I bring them back. Y'all niggas ain't flipping packs. Y'all niggas liars. Y'all ain't never been up in that fire. Y'all ain't never had 20 bags on that flight. Boy, you goddamn right. Your boy been about that life. I grew up in this shit. Yeah, I been and got my stripes. You niggas couldn't move more worse than my wife. And you ain't walk around with that 30 shot pipe. I feel like I've been doing this shit my whole life. You gotta be careful who the fuck you call your man. I thought he's my bro, he fucked me off for 20 bands. But it's all love, blood, I wouldn't wanna be ya. To keep it real, homie, I'ma see ya when I see ya. Throw it in a pot, yeah, it's hot, let it bubble up. Do you want that soft or that hard? I'ma cut 'em up. You say I ain't a hustler, watch me, I'ma shut 'em up. Your numbers ain't adding up right. What the fuck is up? A hustler spirit. This the hustler's way. Wake up, I'm bagging up, I gotta hustle today. Wait, let me call my plug right now. Gotta double up. I'ma sit this money right next to these double cups. Nigga, I'ma show you how to get it. 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 A hustler spirit. Look, ain't nothing false, it's all facts. Y'all niggas ain't really about this life, y'all all cap. Yeah, dog, I really live this life, I'm all trapped. You just wanna hear yourself talk, y'all all rap.
Summer coming up, big dog, so the price more. Right. I still get it low. Shit, I go to the right store. Right. How you selling out when you niggas ain't got cake? Cause the work you bring around here got half shake. Do it every day, yeah, this is consistently.
Uh-huh.
Watch out for the dogs, better do it efficiently.
Okay.
Took my bag from the airport once they was out of bounds. Now I pay my home girl just to go out of town. Get them at a discounted rate, then I sell them high. You want a better price? Well, I gotta sell you five. Trying to get rich and stay free, you know that cost. They locking up the real ones, free my dog Jack Frost. A hustler spirit, this the hustler's way. Wake up, I'm bagging up, I gotta hustle today. Wait, let me call my plug right now, gotta double up. I'ma sit this money right next to these double cups. Nigga, I'ma show you how to get it.
How to get it.
Nigga, I'ma show you how to get it.
How to get it.
Nigga, I'ma show you how to get it.
How to get it.
Nigga, I'ma show you how to get it. A hustler spirit.
Yeah, that's the new joint from my boy Red, aka Ezra's man. Shout out to my man Red. That's the new joint, Hustler Spirit. Live right here, OG Radio, man. Like I said, we're going to keep running through these new joints. And I got another new joint from my favorite, one of my favorite R&B singers from New Jersey. From New York. One of my favorite people in New York, my favorite singer in New York. Bria Cherice dropped a new joint on me. Man, like I said, shout out to Bria Cherice. Shout out to her mom, her manager, Carissa, for just allowing OG Radio to continuously do what we've been doing for the last some odd years, 3-4 years that we've been rocking with each other. This is the best part of what I do on my show, man. I'm allowed to play new music from artists that's not in Chicago. I mean, like I said, I love the fact that I'm reaching so many other cities, man, and that's the blessing of what I do. I mean, you know, y'all know me. But, yeah, man, this is the new joint I'm finna get into, man, from Bria Cherice. It's called On to the Next. Live right here, OG Radio, man. Y'all know the motto, man. It's not a world premiere, it's a world premiere on OG Radio, man. So y'all tune in, keep it locked, man. New joint, Bria Cherice. On to the next live open radio.
Mentally.
Hey, I know this is what Mr. AK OG Radio, man. That is the new joint for my girl, Bria Sharice, from New York, from Brooklyn, New York. It's called On to the Next on OG Radio. Y'all know, if y'all want to hear more of that song, y'all definitely have to hit me up. 516-666-9826 if you want to hear more of that song. Or just hit us up on OG Radio on Instagram and tell us you want to hear the song, man. Just inbox us, tell us you want us to hit, you want to hear that song some more. And the more that you inbox, the more that you ask for these songs, they get on the top 10 countdown. That's exactly how that works. I don't have a number system. I don't do nothing crazy. I allow the fans to let me know what I should be playing. So that's what I do. So I'm going to get into this J. Cole and this Kendrick thing before I get to the last joint. So Kendrick shot some shots at Drake and J. Cole, you know, with the line like, ain't no big three, it's just a big me and bum and all that. Now, don't get me wrong. I love it. I love the fact that Kendrick came at them like that. And I love the fact that my man Cold World came back and responded. Now, this is what I like about hip-hop because it's a competition. Now, I've seen people like, man, you know what I'm saying? I see people going in about, oh, man, Kendrick, To Pimp a Butterfly, what and all that. Like, no. That album was still official. It was still exclusive. It was still a classic. I mean, it's a classic now. And J. Cole is just, you know, it's a battle, bro. It's a battle, man. Like, if y'all know hip-hop, man, this is how this stuff started. Two guys, a DJ, microphone. Y'all rap back and forth who had the best bars won. That's easy. That's what we did. It was competition. It stayed on wax. Somewhere in between there, it fell off of outside of the studios, outside of the music, and started fighting, and people started dying. And that ain't what we want in hip-hop. So I pray that this don't go no farther than, and I know it is, because I think it's bars. It's just bars, because the control thing was a situation where Kendrick called all of them out. J. Cole low-key responded. Some guys responded, some didn't. This time, J. Cole responded right at him. And I feel like this is what hip-hop needs, man. Just healthy competition, man. And people are like, oh, man, since they going back and forth, we may not ever get that J. Cole and that Kendrick album or that mixtape. If we do, we do. We don't, we don't. But the fact that somebody, you know, it's a battle, and somebody said something about somebody, and J. Cole responded so fast, with I might get delete, I might delete later. Now, the project is solid to me. It's not my all-time favorite J. Cole album. I may have to listen to it for another couple of days just to fill out these tracks, because I know I'm not going to get the full gist of this album in 2 days or whatever like that, because I've been back and forth doing what I do. But I think for a fact that this album that J. Cole, this surprise album he dropped, is good for the streets, it's good for competition, and it's good for music, it's good for hip-hop, because I feel like this ain't going to go no farther than the music. I just feel like this is what hip-hop needs, man. It ain't nothing wrong with a little healthy competition, man. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with, you know, going at your brother, your friend or whatever like that in the music game. Ain't nothing like, you know, just going back and forth, man, just fun banter. Going back, you know what I'm saying, battling. It's cool. But I don't think the beef is, I don't think the rounds are over, but man, to slight edge, very slight edge. Like if we was doing boxing, it'd be a 10 round, 110. 9 rounds to Cole. So if we, because until Kendrick responds, we can't say we're going to the next round, because Kendrick says something, J. Cole responds. Now people are like, what about Drake? I don't count Drake in this. I don't count Drake. When do I count Drake in this? Because Drake ain't that type of guy. He's already see that. Oh, Cole already took the shot. Cole already took the shot. So I ain't got to do it. I'm going to chill and do what I do. I'm going to chill back, sit back, relax, do what I want to. Cool. Give me Kendrick, give me Cole. I'm cool with that. So we're going to go back and forth with that for a while, because if Kendrick responds and J. Cole responds, then we can say, all right, round two, who is going to? So I feel like K-Dot was solid with his. Cole was very, very solid with his. And I give him the slightest. It's a 10-9. It's a 10-9. It's a slight 10-9. It's a close 10-9. So So definitely shout out to the both of them for doing that. I got one more new track. He go by the name of Tins. If I'm saying it wrong, I'm sorry. All right. I'm just going to say that it's called Hatin' Live right here, OG Radio, man. I know it's not a world premiere to a world premiere on OG Radio. Shout out to everybody who sent me this record. Shout out to his team. It's Tins. Hatin' Live right here, OG Radio. It's not a world premiere to a world premiere on OG Radio.
It's a vibe. You got to put it on replay.
Yo, that's a new joint for Tins. If I ain't saying it right, he can call me and correct me. But shout out to him, man. L.A. vibe. L.A. vibe. Like, true L.A. vibe. Definitely shout out to him, man. I'm feeling that joint, man. It got a real L.A. vibe to me, man. I'm rocking with it. Yeah, man. Like, straight up and down, man. I'm definitely one of them guys that I rock with it. I'm really sad. I really rock. Gave me a Nate Dogg, West Coast, Long Beach, California vibe, and I like that, man. I like that joint. So Tins, hit me up, man. Definitely, man. This is a hot joint, man. I'm rocking with it. Shout out to all the artists who sent me new joints. Shout out to Red. Shout out to Bridge Cherie. Shout out to Tins. All y'all, man. I appreciate y'all. This is what I do. If people don't know, man, I support Chicago music to the 100 million power. But that does not mean I don't support other artists from other areas, because if you want to go through this countdown, K-Vibes is from the South Louisiana. B. Morgan is from New York. Realista is from, she's in L.A. now. Red is currently in Atlanta. He's from Chicago, though. Bridge Streets is from New York. Tans LA. So it's a vibe, man. It's a different vibe, a different music. Everybody is from wherever they from, man. They really doing their thing, and I love the diversity in the music and what I do, and the artists that come through OG Radio, man. So I definitely salute all of these artists who really hone in their craft and do their thing, man. So definitely shout out to that, man. And that's what we do, man. That's definitely what we do here at OG Radio, man. So we appreciate y'all. We appreciate them. Shout out to The Parlay. Shout out to Kendall Gill. Shout out to T-Lo. Shout out to the whole team. Feel me? The Parlay right now doing a show April 20th, 420. We are hosting a fight party. OG Radio will be in the building. DJ AK30 will be in the building. We will be hosting a fight party. So definitely stay tuned to OG Radio's page. Stay tuned to The Parlay's page. And make sure y'all come out, kick it with us, hang out with us, man. We'll be doing the podcast. I might be DJing. Ain't no telling, man. DJ K38 might get on the ones and twos just to keep the crowd together before the fight and all other good stuff. So, yeah, man, let me know what y'all want to do on that, man. We definitely going to make sure we do it right, you know what I'm saying? And support who we need to support, man. Come out there and do what y'all do best, man, and rock with us, man. That's what we're going to do. So we really want y'all to come out and rock with us, man. And yeah, man, that's really what's up. So on that note, man, I'm going to get into some more music, man, and we're going to close the show out like that. So, yeah, so that's what we strive to do all the time when we're on the show. But, yeah, definitely, man, make sure y'all support us, man. Support all these local businesses. And I told you I'm going to get back to the segment. I'm going to start with local businesses in Chicago and businesses all over the place. Man, I'm going to create the segment, and I'm going to bring people on to talk about their business. That's what I want to do. That's what we're gonna get done. So, yeah, that's the goal, man. So we're going to get to some more music, and we'll be back, man. Your boy Mr. AK, man. OG Radio, man. OG TV. We in the building.
Rap some pretty hoes, yeah, I love them. Stay fresh as hell and I keep a duck. They call me Mr. Beefy, I don't do the fuss. I ain't trying to talk cause I know I've done. Being rap some pretty hoes, yeah, I love them. Stay fresh as hell and I keep a duck. They call me Mr. Beefy, I don't do the fuss. I ain't trying to talk cause I know I've done. Pretty slim. That's what I like. Big fat woman, that's what I like. Basically what I'm saying, I don't got no type. Lot of going crazy when I get a pipe. Taking shots with the kid and I'm feeling nice. They be trying to come at me when they ain't saying. Yeah, that mad at me cause I think it's. I'm a real B.O.N. I'll be pop my no real. I'm a big dog. Not a big man, I ain't trying to talk. I'm a real. I'm a big dog, Mr. Beefy, I ain't really tryna talk. Real raps are pretty hoes, yeah, I love. Stay fresh as hell and I keep a duck. They call me Mr. Beefy, I don't do the fuss. I ain't tryna talk cause I know I've done. Real raps are pretty hoes, yeah, I love. Stay fresh as hell and I keep a duck. They call me Mr. Beefy, I don't do the fuss. I ain't tryna talk cause I know I've done it. Thank you.
get steady losing.
I had to come up on a check, I had to make it my own. I've been too worried about money, I can't even answer my phone. Cops coming, steady watching and lurking, they wouldn't leave me alone. Young kid trying to get to the top, fuck it, I'm setting the tone. Yeah, I just came through the flex on the nigga.
Yeah,
you talking that shit, then
I'm pulling my trigger.
Yeah, we're thinking a million, but now I'm bigger. Back to the crib, now she flowing like a river.
Yeah,
I just came through the flex. I just came through the flex on the nigga. Yeah, I just came through the flex.
Yeah,
I just came through the flex on the nigga. Need 100 bands stuffed in my pocket, young cocky little nigga. Bust a couple shots, hide in his body,
get rid of the witness.
I know the plug, he serving that wide, we came from the trenches. Starting fine, no 6 man, we don't fuck with the benches. Hop in the rock, spread out the lot, screaming, let's get it. Me and my brothers, we walk in the party and then we get litty. Iced out with a gold protect
in the middle of winter.
Saying fuck that little nigga. I had to come up on a check, I had to make it my own. I've been too worried about money, I can't even answer my phone. Cops coming, steady watching and lurking, they wouldn't leave me alone. Young kid trying to get to the top, fuck it, I'm setting the phone. Yeah, I just came through the flex on the nigga.
Yeah,
you talking that shit, then I'm pulling my trigger. Yeah, was thinking a million, but now I'm bigger. Back to the crib, now she flowing like a river.
Yeah.
I just came through the flex.
Yeah.
I just came through the flex on the nigga. Yeah. I just came through the flex.
Yeah.
I just came through the flex on the nigga. Kid Griffey jumping up at the porch, at the running, go get it. Young nigga taking over the city, you know that I'm with it. Hop on the stage, screaming my name, she showing the titties.
She taking it off.
Hop in the whip, making some moves, then handle my business. I had to stack it and flip it.
Yeah.
I had to count up 100
yeah.
And hit on my man and go spin it.
Yeah,
she be relieving my tension. She wanna know how to whip it. So I got it in the kitchen.
I had to come up on a check. I had to make it my own.
I've been too worried about money. I can't even answer my phone. Cops coming steady watching and lurking. They wanna leave me alone. Young kid trying to get to the top. Fuck it, I'm setting the tone.
Yeah,
I just came through.
On fire.
Hey, I already know this is your boy, Mr. AK, OG Radio, OG TV. I'm finna get up out of here, man. Appreciate everybody who tuned in. Appreciate Toucan for having the number one song this week. Shout out to Red, Bria Sharice, and Tens for sending me their new joint. Now, for get out of here, y'all already know what I say at the end of all my shows. Do what you love and love what you do, and the rest take care of yourself. I'm your boy, Mr. AK. Y'all be safe out here. Chicago, put the guns down, respect life. I'll holler at y'all next week. Y'all leave out here with people.
Now they all got the same flow. I'm from the city where they always do their best to try higher. Everywhere the bitches try to go, I gone higher. You be acting, doing way too much, John Pryor. Oh, you on a hot reel, I'ma take it higher. Flower got me singing to her, everything Mariah. My guys calling Richard, everybody got a pride. God strike me down right now for my life. Oh, you think you hot, well, keep my own. Can't you see, I'm living fancy free. I'm a brand new me. Understand me, G? I feel like, don't you know? This shit is hopeless, bro. I got the dopest flow. This shit remote control. Ooh, see the spazzing at my happy people keep on asking. Fire breathing, I'm a dragon. You gon' need an aspirin. She be gassing, I'm a classic. Double G in fashion. Downhill like a nigga trying to ski an Aspen. Mommy, dearest back. Call me Betty Davis. Do you dirty as fuck. Plus, I'm a heavy favorite. In the hood, riding through it, and I'm devastated. It's all good. You tried to pull it. You just never made it. I'm from the city where they always do their best to try.